Good evening, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. at a Moonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on this coming Tuesday, November 18th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license now required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. The net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. still has not done so after a couple of minutes. Please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. Oh, seems like a quiet evening this evening. Nothing to really brag about or talk about. Temperature ranged, I think, from about 23 to maybe possibly 31, 32. I didn't look at the high on it. I should have checked that. But anyway, it was a mild day, snow down and off, and right now it's not doing anything at all. So maybe we might have a bit of sunshine tomorrow, I think, to break the monotony of the cloudy days. I hope so, anyway. This is N5AOW looking for check-ins. Well, looks like a quiet night this evening. I would imagine everybody's around with the football game watching that or a few other things on TV. Okay, well, are there any comments or queries or late check-ins?
KC2WI.
KC2NBU.
Okay, collectively we got two. Good to hear you both tonight. KC2WI, Pete, and KC2WI, Ray. Pete, what's going on this evening?
KC2WI, well, a busy weekend. Yesterday morning I got my last cord of wood out of the trailer, stacked, some of it split for fire starting purposes, cut and split a bunch of the scrap pine board siding I got, made a better than what I normally use covers for both of the wood piles on the side of the each side of the porch that need to be have a little roof over them basically. I pretty much was using the tarp, but that's a pain, and I had some materials to make up. Hard cover I can just lift off when I need to get wood off it, and otherwise it's nice and sloped, slanted, so that the water or snow water will run off, and the snow probably won't fall off, but the water won't get in there. And that took a good part of the day. I ran into town and dropped something off at the UPS that won't go out till tomorrow, but that's okay. I got it out of the way. I didn't quite get it done in time Friday. And worked on some computer stuff. But I mostly, in the afternoon, I was out. I was out in the morning, actually. I should have gotten out earlier. I was waiting for it to warm a little bit, but earlier in the morning was the best time as far as the sun. I don't know what all I did. I probably lost track. All I know is I was busy all day, and I came in about 6 o'clock, I guess, and... I was working in with the lights on and so cleaning everything up, and there was a Air Force Mars communications exercise for 3 hours, 8 to 11 last night. That was pretty interesting. Did some sent a spot report. Can't remember what that stands. Situation, position, observation, and. Acted, I don't know, something. It comes from the military. But anyway, it's a quick situation report kind of deal. Standard format with 10 lines and you put stuff in there. Made one of those up, sent that digitally, and then I copied one on voice, which was the highlight of the evening. Boy, that was tough. A station in New Hampshire. Pretty iffy, nice thing about that report format is, well, actually you really don't know what's coming because, you know, if you describe what the situation is, it could be anything,
KB2ZSV.
KB2ZSV, Tim, what's going on this evening?
Not a whole bunch, just kind of sitting around right now. I watched the race this afternoon and got something to eat, and I was playing on a computer, and I heard you guys come on, so I come run down here quick.
I'm glad you did. Yeah, it makes three. We didn't have a bunch checking in this evening, but that's okay. Sometimes you get nights like that where folks are just relaxing a bit, or they don't want to be bothered, you know, just taking it easy and having a quiet evening. I was pretty much doing the same thing, and I came in about, probably 3 minutes after 9 and didn't hear anything, and I thought, well, let me get this started anyway, see who's around. So, good hearing from you. 73, have a good evening, and the rest of the weekend, not much left of it. Anyway, we'll make another call. This is N5AOW looking for check-in. Comments or queries at this time. Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Pete, Ray, and Tim for checking in. Everyone that listened, 73 to all. N5AOW clear.
Stations I would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. I do hold traffic for N2OYQ, Dan up in Glenfield. Dan, if you happen to be listening, check in. Dan, stations come out, please.
this is KC2WI.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. KC2WI, hello, Pete. And KC2NBU, hello, Ray. Thank you both for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic. Okay, make one more call here. Yeah, I am looking for N2OIQ. If anybody hears them, they might miss doing the check-in. Between 9:30 and 10 the next night or so, I appreciate that. I may give them a phone call too, maybe that would be the best way to do it. Anyway, any additional stations, with or without traffic. Much appreciated. 73 East Wall. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA211Z.